You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Speaking of crypto, Luno's made a big announcement today. They've partnered with Zapper on a new development within the South African landscape that'll hopefully make things more accessible for South Africans. I'm joined on the line by Business Development Manager at Luno, Taris Arnold, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Good evening, Taris. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about the partnership.
Thanks so much for having me, Julian. Good evening to your listeners. It is really exciting, an exciting milestone in the crypto landscape. Luno, we've been a kind of steadfast part of the crypto space for over 10 years now, really looking at ways how we can allow South Africans to get the most out of cryptocurrency and digital assets. And Zapper have been around for even longer, working on the payment space and being leaders in that. So coming together was really exciting to kind of open the door to allow South Africans to get a lot more utility out of the cryptocurrency and bring cryptocurrency closer to every day.
When we look at this particular partnership, I mean, Zapper's reach is quite extensive, and it basically means that individuals and consumers in South Africa can buy everything from flight tickets to their groceries at Dis-Chem with crypto. How far has crypto come in South Africa, particularly understanding that Luno is one of the first organizations to be authorized as a crypto asset service provider, and we have been at the forefront of that kind of legislation in the global space as well?
Yes, I think working with Zapper was a huge unlock for us. They have over 31,000 merchants. They have an extremely wide range, from flights to the bills to donations to fuel. We knew we needed a partner that had that real deep understanding of the market on the payment side and where we could bring our crypto expertise in. We've seen a lot of demand from our customers trying to find ways to use their cryptocurrency more than they have in the past. And for a long time, it's been really, really limited. But fortunately, in the last year, we've been working with people like Zapper to really unlock the merchant database and unlock the spaces. And it is really driven by the legislation that we're seeing cryptocurrency service providers, crypto asset service providers becoming regulated and licensed this year. There's really increased confidence from institutional and business customers, and we're seeing a lot of adoption and excitement on that side.
Taris, let's look at this partnership with Zapper. The increased activity you guys are going to be able to do, is that going to be limited in any way? I mean, I'm thinking about things like transaction limits or transaction volumes. Can someone buy a car with crypto now?
So people can buy cars with crypto, but unfortunately not yet with Luno and Zapper. At the moment, the transaction limit is about 100,000 Rand, which is significantly increased from our previous limit of about 10,000, and that really comes with us developing stronger infrastructure and stronger controls to protect our customers and the merchants, and being able to use Zapper's expertise in that case. So this really, I think, is it's important to share that this is really a first step to building out cryptocurrency as a common kind of payment method, as a better way to trade with one another, and this is the first step. So while you may not be able to buy a house straight from a Luno app, it's definitely something that we dream to work towards.
What do we do to take the next steps? And what do those next steps look like? I mean, clearly the adoption of crypto will happen over time. And South Africa finds itself in a unique position where our regulator has legislated how they want to treat it, which therefore means that we can actually get ahead of other countries, whether on the African continent or around the world, in adopting this kind of new way of doing things. What do the next steps look like?
So South Africa already is quite a leader from adoption, from a legislative, from a product perspective in the cryptocurrency space, but we're still in the early days. An important next step is really getting the wider public more familiar with cryptocurrency, getting rid of some of the negative myths and assumptions that it's just all about kind of gambling and throwing money in and hoping it goes up. Cryptocurrency as an asset class and as a use case has so many broad uses, from the investment, from supporting institutional trade, from helping people buy just their daily bread. So what we're trying to do, particularly with this partnership, is really start bringing cryptocurrency closer to people in their everyday life, making people a lot more familiar with it as an asset class. And like you said, just leveraging off of the clarity we do have from the regulators and legislation now, to start building out better frameworks, better building blocks to really unlock the different use cases that cryptocurrency can deliver.
Taris, when we think about the use cases and just this particular partnership with Zapper, are there specific cryptocurrencies that are going to be limited here? I mean, we've touched on the limits from a financial or monetary value perspective. Can clients use any crypto in their wallets to transact?
100%. The customers can use whatever crypto they have in their wallet. That was something that was really important for us. While certain cryptocurrencies are definitely more designed for the payment space, some of them aren't. And we want to give customers the flexibility that they can use the asset that they believe in. I think you'll see a lot of customers have real deep connections to a particular coin or a particular asset that they almost only want to use all the time. And others will have different motivations for which assets they hold. So having that flexibility of allowing our customers to pick and choose what is the best asset for them was incredibly important for us.
Taris, before I let you go, does this extend to international kind of transactions? Or are we solely looking at what Zapper has in South Africa? Or is this the start, as you said, of many more partnerships and collaborations that could extend beyond the borders of South Africa?
We always have to be careful about how cryptocurrency is used from South Africa and moving internationally, because we have to be considerate of things like exchange controls and the like. At the moment, this is definitely limited to South Africa only. I think that's really just a testament to South Africa is leading the way, where we can have the biggest crypto app partner with one of the biggest payment apps to unlock this huge functionality and utility to buy all kinds of things. So definitely the first step, and we'll be working with all kinds of different partners and different customers to see how we can bring the South African experience adoption and open up those rails and networks internationally with South Africa, leveraging the advantages of transparency, safety, security, low cost that come with cryptocurrency.
The dawn of a new era. Certainly some interesting times lie ahead, and we will keep an eye on these developments because they benefit the consumers at the end of the day. Thank you so much, Taris, for those insights. That's Taris Arnold, Business Development Manager at Luno, on their latest partnership with Zapper that will now let you use crypto wherever you see a Zapper sign.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.